Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. It's part 6 of Driving for Dollars versus Smart Wholesaling. In part 6, we're talking about process number 2, list monetization. We talked about list building on the last part. Make sure you're watching part 1 through 5 before you come to this video. It can make a lot more sense to you. Basically, in this part, we're talking about how to make $100,000 per year even without closing a deal. These are the secrets that the gurus will not want to share with you. There are multiple reasons. Sometimes the reasons are valid. But either way, if this resonates with you, I want you to stay tuned because we're going to have some fun. Before we get into that, what is real estate wholesaling? It's the art and science finding deeply discounted properties, mass media to potentially distressed and motivated sellers. You lock them under contract properties, right? You lock them under contract, sell the rights to the contract to an end buyer. You make $1,000 to $82,000. That's my highest. You can make a lot more because there are people that have made more. However, okay, it's a difficult process for a lot of people, especially if you don't have $25,000 like the gurus to spend every month. So we created Smart Wholesaling because we have a specialized skill set, have a very unique story that allows me to be able to share this with you. So you can, number one, skip 80% of the hustle in traditional wholesaling, both in time, money, and energy. You can make $100,000 or more per year with or without closing deals. That's what we're about to talk about on this particular edition. And then by doing so, you increase your chances of actually closing deals by 10 times because you actually have money to market if that's what you choose to do. Okay, so the mission here is to get you up and running $1 million empire in just 11 days. This is my team right here. That's my wife to my right, and that's my executive assistant. Those are the people that make this happen. So if you see them on the internet, appreciate them. With Smart Wholesaling, basically you can expect 7 to 10 income streams. There's multiple income streams. You learn that in elementary of entrepreneurship, but somehow you got into wholesaling and somebody you got lost into the whole process. You're targeting just the home runs and then you're going broke as you're targeting that, and you're getting more frustrated by the day. They tell you to drive for dollars, knock on doors, bandit signs, cold calling, and you've tried these things and these things are not working out. Well, there's additional reasons why they're not working out. First of all, there's no cash coming in, and you know cash flow is king, okay? So get familiar with this funnel you're looking at here. The idea of this business is leads, buyers, partners, investors. If you're a wholesaler, you'll fall in the category of partners, okay? Buyers are buyers. It could be conventional, non-conventional, cash buyers. Buyers are buyers. The more conventional they are, the more money you're going to make. If they are more of cash buyer, you're going to make less money. Sometimes either one is the only option you have. But the key thing here is that you want to have options, okay? The whole idea of Smart Wholesaling is you have options. That means you make a lot more money because you have options of bringing more value to the marketplace. And the more value you bring to the marketplace, the more money you're going to get to make. Now, these are the 7 processes of setting up our Smart Wholesaling. We've talked about list building. Now we're on list monetization, which is the second process in this series. And let's get into it, okay? Now, you're also familiar with this. We talked about this, the idea of this. We talked about how to skip 80% of the hustle. But we're going to talk about doubling your income basically now. Why should you do this? Okay, number one reason why you should engage in this process and set this up for your business is we call it ACV, average customer value. Okay, so the money only comes from one place, from buyers, okay, not from sellers. Okay, the only thing that comes from sellers is the product. Okay, but having access to the product or locking the product under contract does not guarantee money. Okay, the only way money guarantees is when money is guaranteed is when there's an actual buyer and you assign the deal and you close, right? But also, that's not the only type of buyer in this marketplace. All those people that close deals have bought a ton of other types of products before they actually bought a deal, a house, and closed on a house. But because you haven't set up this process into your business, you've missed out on a ton of money. Like I said, $100,000 or more per year that you've missed out on because you're waiting to close a deal before you make money. Whereas the gurus that teach you, the ones that teach you on the internet, on YouTube, on these courses, they don't wait to close deals before they make money. They're making money as they recommend tools, apps, products, courses, events. As they recommend these things to you, they're actually making money. And you're being put in a position where you have to compete with all this money in order to be able to market. All right. So basically, the reason why you need to learn this, okay, and stick it through all the way to the end of this video, is because it will increase your average customer value. That means when you average across board in your business, there are people buying stuff, and when you average divided by the number of customers you're bringing in, you're increasing the effective average customer value of your business. Let me give you an example. If you close a deal, right, and then $10,000, you made $10,000, right? But that house actually was seen, that deal was actually seen by 10,000 people, right? But you found one person decided to buy the deal, you know, or you can say the one person or two people that were interested in the property, they have become customer in other products, just not through you, but they've bought other ton of other things before they actually close the deal with you, right? Basically, divide the number of transactions by your $10,000. You're making that much money. You're making $1 per customer. Okay, so basically, average customer value is not only are you attracting the customers, you're actually the one creating the transactions, but you also get to increase the average customer value in your audience, in your network. Remember, you're building a list, right? You have an audience that you're attracting because you've created a stage, a platform, right? By simply engaging in the process of list building and building a buyer's network, right? But you actually increase your average customer value when you learn the skill of monetizing that process, the process of list building, okay? And effectively, you can have free marketing. So if you're making $100,000 per year from this process, if you decide to market to generate motivated sellers, which I know very stubborn people who have said, no, I just want to do motivated seller. That's the part of the business I want to focus on right now. I don't want to be distracted by other things. Well, here's the thing. You're spending so much money on marketing and you have to wait 2, 3 months to close another deal, and then you're going broke if you really, really look at your bank account as you're going through that process. Well, if you can make $100,000 per year before you close a deal, you will increase your chances of closing a deal. And if you choose, you may even say, I don't want to engage in that process anymore. Let me just scale up this process. That means effectively you're able to close other people's deals. Now, if you learn anything, if you read the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, Secrets of a Millionaire Mind, and things like that, you know that it's not about how much money you have. It's about other people's money that you can flip. Okay, I'm actually going to show you how to flip not just money now, you can flip knowledge. Okay, you can flip knowledge into leads, you can flip leads into deals, into partners, into business partners, into investors. And then by doing so, you're creating all these transactions, you have money coming into your business, not just by way of closing the deal, but even way before you close a deal. And by doing so, you effectively increases your chances of closing a deal 10 times or more. The input to this process is basically you can create a product. I don't advise that if you're getting started. So for those that have the fear of, you don't want to be a guru, and you don't have to be a guru. All right, there are gurus that have products, tons of them. It creates each one of these you're able to do is additional income stream. So we call them affiliate info product network, where you can find products that relate to the kind of people that are being added to your list. They may want to fix a credit, they may just want to increase their knowledge, they may just be looking for a step-by-step training to follow. You're in a position, because you're building a list, you're in a position to offer them this product with your custom commission tracking link, and you make commissions for every time that happens. How much commission? You can make $300, you can make $200, you can make $1,000, you can make $5,000 just for putting this process in place. And this process is fully automated, and you don't have to do work to make $5,000. Imagine how much work you have to do to make $5,000 if you were waiting to close a deal. It's just so much work, starting from the driving for dollars to deals that fall apart, that fell through, and there's so much. But this is like the easiest money you're gonna make. And not only that, you increase chances of actually doing deals, but also not depending on the deals, because when you don't depend on the deal, your state of mind is in a better place where you actually get to close more deals. But when you're desperate, when you're emotional about the next deal, you actually decrease your chances of closing deals because you are desperate, right? So also the other input you need is email copy to broadcast. What do I mean by email copy? Just the text, okay? There's a way, there's a skill set of using words to sell. We're going to show you how to do that, how to use words, written words, to actually sell product. I have massive experience. I don't like using the word high, by the way, but it is what it is. By using words, just less than 1,000 words, I've been able to sell $15,000 in full product, $5,000 in full product. Why? Because these are words that speak to people's problems, that speak solutions to people's issues in life, and they're able to decide, pull out the credit card and purchase something. And I make money just by doing so. I'm going to teach you the same skill set. It's called copywriting. It's very simple, but it can be very hard. It takes practice. But as you're setting this up, you're actually practicing. You're able to use that is part of the input through this process. And then the other input you need is knowledge. Remember, knowledge is very simple. You're learning something right now. Imagine being able to flip what you're learning right now into leads. Okay, you're generating leads, you're building your list, and this leads potentially can buy from your custom link, and then you make money. And you do that in hundreds of thousands of volume in transactions per year, and you wake up to commission notification emails, basically, that says, hey, you just made $50, you just made $100, you just made $25, you just made $2,000 in commission. If you're able to wake up to emails like that, how much easier would you be to be able to compete with the gurus and market like them, and then attract motivated sellers that are actually calling you to come get their house, as opposed to you chasing after deals with 500 other wholesalers, giving them offers and then increasing the prices, right? Because more demand is more money, right? If they see that they have all this option, or you're cold calling people that have been cold called 50 times that same day, your life is just a lot more difficult, right? The technology, again, the same technology we used is the email autoresponder that allow you to do this. That's all you need to get going. The output is cash flow, like I said. Not only that, personal brand. Remember, you are actually giving these people value, right? You may say, but you're telling them to buy stuff. Yes, actually the best value you can give people is when you tell them to buy stuff, because if they don't buy stuff, they haven't valued it yet, right? When people don't pay, they don't pay attention. If you give people free stuff, they don't pay attention. Like, for example, this video is free. There's going to be more volume of people that would just disregard it, as opposed to if I had charged for it. If I had charged for this video, more people, at least more percentage of people would take action with it more. That's just the way life works, right? Right? So people actually value something they pay for more than what they don't pay for. That's just life, right? So brand respect, you're going to command respect in the marketplace more than a person that's chasing after deals like the other 100,000 wholesalers out there, right? You position yourself for more value. In other words, you get to close more deals easier than the person that's chasing, that has all the competition, or you're chasing people around, right? And then, like I said, follow up on steroids because of the tool. So now let's talk about a few case studies, right? Let's talk about a few case studies. Home runs versus singles. This is basically like a baseball. My friend, I'm going to give my friend credit here. Kevin, right? Kevin Gibbs. I'm not really a sport person, but he was able to share a little bit with me, and then I looked at it. If you understand baseball, you know the difference between singles and home runs, right? If you understand soccer, right, you understand the difference between a penalty, which is like almost like an easy goal, right? There's an increased chance of an easy goal compared to the scores that happen throughout the course of the game, right? All the different penalties, or the different scores that come in your favor in a game. There's multiples of them, but there's something you call a home run or a touchdown, something that comes very easy, right? It seems like it comes easy, but there's a lot that it takes to get there, right? So in wholesaling, there's home runs, which is you make $30,000, you make $40,000. But it's a lot of work, it's a lot of transactions that you never had opportunity to make money from that happens before you close a deal. Now with this, you're able to make money from all those things that happen before you close a deal, including if a deal falls apart, right? Which is you have an earnest money deposit, right? If somebody puts an earnest money deposit, non-refundable, $1,000 down, that's your money minus whatever cost the title company charges you, right? That's your money if the deal falls through, right? But if you depend on deals only to make money, you are less confident to ask people for non-refundable deposit because because you depend on the deal to make money. So you're at the mercy of the deal closing. So you want to do everything to make it easy for them. You're desperate to make the deals work. But if you know that with or without a deal, I make money, then you basically stand on your 2 feet and ask for non-refundable earnest money deposit. Right? But the key thing you want to note here is that you make money throughout the process. You monetize the process of your business, all the processes, and not just closing the deal, right? That way you don't depend on a deal to make money, but that also allows you to command a lot more money from the home runs, the deals, right? Not only that, you are creating a marketplace of everything from a new build that's buying their first deal. That means they're willing to pay up to 70% of the after repair value to 30. That guy that's been in the game for 30 years who's looking for 20 cents on a dollar type of deal, right? You're able to sell to all of those people. You have options, but you can say, no, I'm not selling it for $20,000. I'm selling it for $60,000. And this person, yes, they're a newbie, so they're following the formula. But this person is saying, yeah, you know, I know too much. There's too much risk. I need to buy that at $40,000. You say, okay, sorry, this deal is not for you. You have options, okay? Because you get to make money with or without a deal. But you're able to actually indirectly or directly, however way you look at it, close more deals. Make more money because you have confidence that you'll make money. And then you close more deals because the whole process of this is building a list, right? So you have a lot more options in terms of buyers to actually buy your deals. And you may say, yeah, but they don't have cash, but they have hard money lenders, all right? All right? So not only that, you get to do business with hard money lenders too, right? And by doing business with hard money lenders, you can say, hey, pay me a certain amount of commission for every deal I bring on your table. You get to make a lot more money. You have cash flow in your game, okay? So home runs versus singles. You get to make both money from singles and home runs as opposed to depending on home runs alone, right? Jay-Z versus Rakim. If you're into rap, Rakim is a rapper. He's probably the best rapper in the game per some people, right? And Jay-Z is not, right? Whatever. But the point is that Jay-Z gets to make a lot more money because he's made himself a platform, a stage that everybody gravitates towards. He monetizes the whole process. He started monetizing his skills as a manager, as a VP, as a director, as a CEO, and then created a platform, what's the name of the company? Rock Nation, where he can help other actors, other actresses, other artists. Not only that, he's even helping athletes now and changing the game and revolutionizing the game because he understands the game of creating a platform that becomes a resource for the marketplace. And that's the same thing we're talking about here right now. So how does this lead to closing deals? Increases your chances of closing deals because you attract the best deals in the game because you have the platform, right? And you don't have to spend a dime on marketing to attract those deals because they just come to you because you have the platform that all those people that are finding deals need to sell their properties and their contracts, right? All right, good. Hopefully that makes sense. If it doesn't, ask your questions in the comment area. We'll get more into it, right? There's also a company here called Rodo. It's a restaurant that I've seen around. I don't know exactly why they shut down, but there's many restaurants that are shutting down. I just wanted to give you as an example. There are many restaurants that are shut down because they don't understand how to monetize everything, the processes. When people walk in through the store, are there things they can buy as they're walking in and walking out? Or do they really have to buy a food dish before they make money? You don't have to buy a food dish to make money at, or a full meal to make money at McDonald's. At McDonald's, you can buy something on the value menu for a dollar. But the idea, and if you notice they're advertising, they're always advertising the dollar menu. But when you get there, there's a good chance that you may want to buy more stuff. You want, they're going to ask you at the window, would you want fries with that? What about a drink? What about 2 apple pies for half a dollar? They do things like that to upsell you. But the key thing is to get people in the business. They build a list. They build momentum. They build a brand. And then everything follows after that. So when I tell you flip knowledge, it's because it attracts people to you. You become the leader in the marketplace and it attracts people to you. And I never said anything about becoming a guru. You don't have to become a guru. There are other people creating knowledge that you can flip into the marketplace to generate leads, build your list, and close deals. Are we making sense? All right, good, good. Max Maxwell, Sean Terry versus Glenn Gallucci. If you're local in New Jersey, you probably, or if you've been in the game for a while, you probably know who Glenn Gallucci. Glenn Gallucci is one of my mentors. In my opinion, he's not monetizing enough his brand. He's not, okay? The people that have mastered monetization are people like Max Maxwell. Why? Because they have products that are not necessarily properties. They have the apps that they recommend to people. They make a certain commission. They have events, right? No, forget speaking on stage. You have to be someone to be able to speak on stage. I'm talking about just the idea of recommending it. You don't have to be a big speaker to have a YouTube channel. Just the idea of being able to recommend all these tools, knowledge, they're flipping knowledge and that's attracting more people. So not only the knowledge they're gaining from experience, but things that they are learning from other people. They interview other people, right? So it's not about being a guru. It's not about that. It's about bringing more value to the marketplace. You bring more value to the marketplace, you are setting up a stage and a platform that will attract money and deals. That's just the way it works. And with this time and age, 2000 digital is the easiest thing to do in this time and age. All right. Best Buy Home Theater versus Register Lane. You know, people that comes into Best Buy, do they just walk all the way to the back to the home theater to buy $5,000 set? No, there are people that come in there just to buy a single cable for $1, for $2, for $5, right? And if you buy a big set when you're walking through the register too, there are stuff on the side like phone cases, like cable, like charger cables and stuff like that, even soda that you can pick up for $1, for $2 as they're going through to the register, and each one of those $1 and 10 cents and 99 cents adds up to millions of dollars per year, and that can make the difference between a business existing 1 year from now or not. You see the difference? Singles, home runs. But you, the way you were taught is to set your eyes on a deal, $30,000. And if you don't close that deal, your business is doomed. And like I said, 98% failure in the game. So there's a very much a higher chance that you will not close deals, right? But how can I help you make money before you close deals and then simultaneously increase your chances of closing deals? That's what we're talking about, right? Blockbuster versus Netflix. You know, the main difference between this is Netflix was revolutionary, right? But Blockbuster was stuck on the idea it must be a tape. Tape was going away, you know? And by the time they tried to catch up, it was too late. Netflix has taken over the market. You know, if you were born yesterday or 2 years ago or 5 years ago, you probably don't know what Blockbuster is. What about Kmart, right? Compared to Walmart. What about Walmart compared to Amazon? What about Kids R Us, which is no more, compared to Amazon, right? It's time to pay attention right now. The idea here is you bring more value to the marketplace, you will make a lot more money with or without the home runs, and you will increase your chances of home runs because you've positioned yourself to be in the game long term, to enjoy the game, as opposed to doing frustrating processes like driving for dollars, knocking on doors. Cold calling is frustrating. Should you hire somebody else to do it? Well, you hire human beings, now you have to manage human beings. That's a whole profession on its own. You have to master the skills of managing human beings, right? And if you're not ready for that, you're not ready. I know too many people in this game that have hired people to cold call, but then the people are cheating them. You know, these kids in Philippines, they are also smart. So they have scripts and stuff like that. They can run your dialer, and you feel like they're calling, but they're not really calling. They could be working for multiple people at the same time, right? And not only that, a lot of people are hiring when they don't know how to hire yet, or to monitor the quality and the quantity of work that's being done for them. It's just when you're managing human beings, you have to be ready for that. With this whole process, you will see real data. You'll be reaching thousands of people, right, per month, and you're able to see if the game is working for you or not. You're able to make $25, $50, $10,000, $5,000. You're able to make all this money, okay? So that's basically what we're trying to teach you. List monetization. You can also call it the process monetization. The process here is list building. You already know that you shouldn't argue with list building. They already told you need a cash buyers list, but they never told you or showed you that you can actually monetize that whole process so you can make money with or without deals, and therefore automatically increase your chances of closing a deal by doing so, right? So what's the myth here? You don't want to be a guru. They told you don't try to be a guru because, you know, trying to be a guru, you know, that this a person that came on my Instagram. Don't just buy people. Don't just buy followers or anything like that just to be a guru. So basically, there are people with pet peeves of anytime a person decides to step up and become a market leader, okay? Anytime you decide, like, you know what? I want to create a YouTube channel. I want to email market. I want to build a list. I want to build my own platform. I want to build my own stage. There are gurus with pet peeves of that. You know, they don't want to see another market leader come into the marketplace. Truth is that the market is big enough, okay? And if we have anything that we have less of, we have less leaders. Leadership is a scarce commodity, right? So if somebody's going to step up and become a leader, not only do you get to bring more value to the marketplace and make more money, it's actually the less competitive place to be at. You're positioning yourself in a place that is very unique. There's not too many of you. There's never going to be too many of Jay-Z's. There's never going to be too many of Max Maxwell's. There's never going to be too many Amazons. There's only a few of them. So there's less competition to compete with you when you decide to step up your game and become a market leader by learning a few skill sets. There'll be people that will tell you you're not ready. There's no such thing as not ready, okay? The process is as you're learning, you're investing in learning, and then you're doing your teaching, all right? And even if you decide not to do, you want to teach, it's a valuable thing because professors have done it for ages. As long as you are teaching and you're learning as you're doing it, you're just flipping knowledge, okay? That's what you're doing. And by flipping knowledge, you're bringing more value to the marketplace. You attract an audience, and this audience will potentially do transactions, meaning you're increasing your chances of closing deals, okay? Some people say it's too complicated. Well, entrepreneurship is complicated. There's nothing new about that, okay? But it's actually very simple. It's just you deciding to take on a challenge and set yourself apart from the rest of the marketplace, as opposed to say, you know what, driving for the dollar sounds simple. Well, it sounds simple enough to drive around for the next 6 months and not close a deal. All right. Why? It's like I said in the beginning, it's a minimum wage activity. Anyone can come in and do that. That's why there's no money in it for an average person. 98% of people will fail doing that. It's just what it is, okay? So when you set yourself apart, not only do you not wait for a deal, you're actually making a bunch of money before a deal happens. So one deal away is actually working more in your favor, because even before one deal happens, you're making money, right? On top of that, you understand there are a bunch of processes before a deal happens. You've decided to monetize the whole process, including list building, list monetization, offering, teaching. When you teach, you learn twice. You're also gaining as an individual, because you understand that the more knowledge you have, the more knowledge you get to flip to other people as value in the marketplace, okay? Non-perfect massive action. Some people want to teach you, just take non-perfect massive action. Listen. As far as perfect, it's not even part of the formula. It's not a variable in our business or as entrepreneurs. So don't have to worry about that. Massive action, a blind massive action, I do not recommend that. Massive action, I recommend. As far as massive action, how about putting massive value out into the marketplace where you know that for every time you say, to 1,000 people, 10 people just gained something that would change their life forever. Even if you did not create the ha, you're just pointing them in the right direction, okay? Some people will say you need experience. Well, the best way to gain experience is to be in the game, all right? But you're not going to be in the game if the process is frustrating, okay? Not for long, but if the process is engaging and you enjoy the process and you don't have to leave your house, you could be anywhere in the world with a laptop and internet connection and do this, then you're going to be gaining experience. But not only that, you're not waiting forever. You're flipping the experience into knowledge and then generating leads and then building your list and then building deals, because you have an audience as you're going, right? So I just wanted to bust a few myths so that you don't have any reasons to not take advantage of this as we're going through the process, okay? So here's a question for you. If you don't make $10,000 before closing your first deal, I want you to comment below what your chances are of ever closing your first deal or competing with the gurus that are spending $25,000 per month in marketing, competing with the gurus that are selling you on waiting for the home run. What are your chances? Just read this, try to understand it the best of your knowledge, and give me a comment or answer below and let me know how you're feeling about the process. I will see you on part 7 of this series, Driving for Dollars versus Smart Wholesaling. Process number 3 is about list relationship, building a personal brand and attracting deals for free. Instead of spending $50 to $500 per lead, how about if you could do this completely effectively for free? I'll see you on the next one. Bye now.